Welcome back to Not Fast, Just Furious. We're coming at you with episode 20. It's me, Zach, the producer. We got Jay, Kramer, Trav. It's going to be a good episode.
You forgot to introduce Rocco, but it's okay.
He needs no introduction.
That's true.
Which I'm not mad about.
I love Rocco.
Sorry I kind of like talked during our music portion of it. I just wanted to make sure. We had to acknowledge. Would you say he's the mascot now?
He's not going to get off Jairus now.
Listen to this. I'm sorry for people listening. I'm moving the Blue Yeti, sliding over, and Rocco's taking my spot right now. I'm just doing this so Jay can be on the... Actually, you can see Jay on the YouTubes. But yeah, boys. Hell's week. I literally took forever to see you guys. It seemed like I didn't see you guys since Sunday.
I didn't go out Sunday.
First time I came out this week was Thursday. I think.
I got trashed on Sunday.
You didn't really do anything. Monday. Oh, then you got the Taco Tuesday.
I wasn't there.
I love tacos.
Bro, tacos are maybe might be one of the best foods in the world. This episode not officially sponsored by Old English Recordings, but you know we're drinking them anyway.
Yeah.
Are they trashy? Yeah.
Okay.
Are they good?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's weird because I'm not a big malt guy. But I actually like the aftertaste too.
No, these are delicious.
It's just weird. The aftertaste is actually like not bad. Honestly, it's not bad.
I appreciate that. I'm just not interested.
But like the malt, I'm sorry, we're gonna go off topic here at the beginning. The malt, if it's a Four Loko malt, I can't do it.
I'm not a Four Loko guy.
It's weird. I tried for a Four Loko in college just to like, all right, we're gonna finish a Four Loko one night with me and my roommates.
It's disgusting. So
did not happen. We could not finish it. I gave it.
Oh no, I finished them, but they're gross.
No, like it's the malt's too much.
They're so cheap though. That's the thing.
Like I can go to a gas.
Two of these is less than $6.
Exactly.
Legitimately, that's perfect. Like, that's perfect. It's also what?
It's actually 42 ounces. It's like what 5% alcohol.
5.9.
You can get 84 ounces of 5.9 alcohol for less than $5. This will fuck you up.
It's gonna fuck you up tonight, bud.
And
I hope.
And they even tell you when they're cold.
Wait, it's cold activated as well? Look how delicious that looks.
Yeah.
Mine is actually not blue, but it's actually cold, so I don't know how well this works.
Because there's no liquid behind it, Bozo.
I didn't think about that. You see, I'm not the engineer here.
Well, then why don't you just move like the label down a little bit when you're done? Like when you're drinking.
Or when you hold it, you just hold it sideways the whole time. Just...
You hold it side, no matter what's going to be on there.
So that way, look, I already touched it and it's already blue again.
Go on the other side, because it's also on the other side of the.
This 40 is freezing cold.
It's black magic. What the
hell? Yeah, it's some weird shenanigans. But let's jump right into it. Boys, we're back on Mars. And I'm actually shocked by this time that we're going back, there's no McDonald's up there yet. Because you know damn good and well when we start infrastructuring at Mars and we're going to
Starbucks
and
there for McDonald's.
Honestly,
it's like a combo thing. Like you go like to the mall, like right next to the door.
There's actually more Subways than any other restaurant.
Yeah, but the Golden Arches are always out there, and people know what they look like.
And no one wants Subway.
That's so weird. I don't want Subway, but maybe like once every 6 months.
I don't know who eats Subway. You're going to eat a sandwich. It's like the worst place to go.
Can I ask? Like, kind of piggybacking off that and getting off topic. Who eats Arby's?
I like Arby's.
I haven't eaten Arby's in years.
I had Arby's once. That was in Kansas City because I had all these coupons for it. And I was like, I'm just going to go spend $10. Got a huge-ass platter full of like Arby's food.
Yeah.
It was good. Am I going to go back to it? If I get those coupons again, maybe.
It's just like I'm rarely in the mood for a soggy roast beef sandwich. But Arby's does have Pepsi. I'm a Pepsi guy.
It depends how late at night it is, Zach.
That is, if Arby's is open at 2 a.m., there's a good chance I start going to Arby's.
Right where it's headed.
But we're on Mars now, again. And it's actually kind of cool to hear like the sound, because of course...
I saw a lot of controversy that wasn't real.
It has to be real.
Well, I know the big thing people kept saying at the end of the video, you can see where it says Curiosity on the side of it. So they were saying that was just the Mars Curiosity rover and someone dubbed sound over it. I'm not saying it's true, and I didn't look too far into it. I just
honestly,
saw that a lot.
I would expect there's sound, because it's windy there.
There's
wind.
Would there be? Because you know the ocean actually creates wind, right? Doesn't it?
The moon and the ocean create, like, wind.
Yeah,
but
so
be,
there's
like,
no
sound.
Water there.
Then why is the dust always moving there? Because, it's the planet's still...
I mean, unless it's a vacuum, there is air moving, and it's going to be a vacuum.
Is
so, I mean,
dust always moving there?
If there's a vacuum there, then that's not good, because then we'll be all sucked into it.
Well, no, you won't be sucked into it because it's a vacuum. I mean, if you go on a planet where it's a vacuum, You would just suffocate because there's no air.
I mean, all planets should have a gravitational pull, too, because that could also help with...
Well, that's different than a vacuum, then.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a vacuum, though. But, I mean, yeah, it's the red planet. There's dust. They have dust storms.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, at some point, I mean, Musk has already said it. We're gonna do it. We're going to get there.
I'm here for it.
And honestly, I feel like it's going to happen in our lifetime, boys.
Oh, I hope so. I just want to see it.
I'd go. I don't have the money for it, but I'd go.
I don't think I'd go. Because, like, it's like... The way I see it, it's a one-way trip if you're one of the first to go.
At that point, maybe.
At that point, just assume it's a one-way trip. You get up there.
It took 12 years to get that next thing there, that next rover there, which is ridiculous long.
No, it was only in the... But, I thought it was only on the way for 200 days.
I don't know about that. I thought they... From what I was looking at my buddy Bink at work, they launched that thing back in like 2012 or 2013.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
Like 10 years.
I just like read a random headline. That's where I got my number.
But I mean, I can go outside right now and point out where Mars is at. So I mean, it shouldn't be too far.
The Sky Knight app on my phone.
It's
so worth it. I think it's legit. $2, maybe $3.
Mine was free.
I paid money for mine. But,
so you get some high tech stuff with yours.
Oh, yeah, like you. You can, like, you have the setting, you just point your phone camera anywhere, like, at the ground, at the sky, tells you what stars you're looking at.
I was using it the entire time of the camping trip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's like...
I remember that.
But I'd go to Mars, boys. I would go. I will go, since we're back there once again, and I want to...
I would
not fast just serious on the map.
And I'm going to take Old English 40s and the boys, and we're going to film a podcast on Mars.
Imagine us on a fucking rocket going to, a rocket.
Rockets in a rocket.
Rockets in the rocket as well, boys. And we're having these Old English 40s with us. I mean, we'd have to get a lot, but...
I hope they have these at the first ward.
It'd be so cheap to buy a lot, though.
Yeah, we'll spend $50 and we'll get
30
of them.
You need to get those. You should, like, up in, like, your Raptors up here. You can see it on the YouTube thing. Up in your little box.
In my trap home.
You should put the... on the, see if they can fit standing-wise.
They
can't.
That's
and then
too
you,
small.
And then here's the thing. And then you put your drywall there, so that's always
just
in your
just
wall.
In case the Old English 40.
No, so that's like a time capsule to put in your wall.
Exactly. Old English 40.
Yeah.
That'd be badass.
But back on the Mars topic, have you heard of, like, the process that the rocket took to, like, put the thing down on the rover down on the surface?
I'm assuming they didn't, like, the crane drop it.
No, like, I'm going to butcher this because I don't know it in order, but like...
It's okay. We're not the best podcast. We're number one podcast in St. Joe, though.
Oh, yeah. That's all we got.
We're not Joe Rogan yet.
No, nope, we're number one here in St. Joe. We weren't Sorry to cut you off.
You're good.
But Brody said that we were trending on Apple Podcasts. Like that. It was like at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't see that. That's
I don't
cool.
use Apple Podcasts.
If we were, badass, but okay.
No, like, from what I understand, the thing came down, the like pod came down into the atmosphere, and it dropped another like helicopter,
more of a drone,
like a drone type thing.
A drone, yeah. And it like lowered the rover onto the surface, and then the booster that like brought him down and slowed him down enough just flew off and crashed in a spot that they like predicted. Because they can do that shit now.
That's
wild.
That's wild.
And
well,
then,
did you ever read up on when they sent the guys at the space station, the safety precautions for that? So, like, if a malfunction happened, it was set up where it would shoot just the pod up into the air. And then they had a drone that's programmed with, like, I don't know the logistics of it fully, but that drone would then fly up, and it's all automatic. And it would locate the pod, get underneath the pod, and then as the pod would start to fall, this drone would send, like, basically compressed air and shoot it up to slow down the thing, and then it would catch it. And then that pod would the drone would automatically go to like a secure vehicle that was there, an armored vehicle, and it would go to the top and then it would drop and it dropped the people out of the pod and allow them to drop into the armored vehicle. And then the drone would actually close the door on the top of the hatch.
That's
and then it would go
nuts.
Back and land.
That's fucking insane.
That's nuts.
Yeah, they had that program to do that. It was all automated.
Holy shit.
I'm not even surprised because, no, I, Are you guys up to, like, SpaceX on YouTube and stuff?
No.
Oh, yeah, all this shit's super cool.
Oh, yeah, no, they have a lot of, like what we did for the, like, live streams where you can just, like, say, oh, on this date we're going to go live for, like, this rocket test flight. They would legit just send it up, and it would do whatever it did, or if it was a test, it would just go up, come back down, land on a barge in the ocean. It's, like,
that's
super
fun.
Precise.
Okay, is that scary?
No, that's awesome.
That's not scary at all.
It cuts the, like, cost of space travel
I don't know, that's kind
of
scary
by
dude.
A lot.
That's fucking terrifying.
No, it's odd.
It's so safe.
It's safe.
I have seen iRobot.
Bro, if you're worried about don't use your computer.
Oh, I mean, I love my Surface Pro. It loves me.
Or any of your technology type shit.
You think it loves you. So you make it Google weird stuff.
Boys, we're going to Mars, though. In our lifetime, we're going to go to Mars.
Write me down as a maybe.
No, there's no maybe. You're going.
I will need to ask my wife.
Do we need permission slips?
We need permission slips.
Who is going to be funding this trip to Mars?
Can dogs go to Mars?
Once we get Elon Musk on the show.
I can't leave Rocco on Earth if we go there.
All right, Rocco's coming with us.
Can I bring Luna? Asleep.
The boy's sleeping right behind me.
I'm just going to bring Luna.
Dude, Jay, I don't want to be the bad news, but there's so much dog hair in the back of your shirt.
Nice.
Just to let you know, Woolly Mammoth over here.
Yeah, I need to give him more baths. He'd be cleaner, but it's fine.
But we're going to Mars. We can go there multiple ways, but we'll be there at some point.
Are we walking?
We're walking. NFL Combine. I know we should probably put this in the sports world, but honestly, it's really not much big thing.
No, hold on.
You wanna? All right, what's
he said? Fucker's gonna jump right into that.
Jump right into.
Draft sports world. Hell yeah.
I think I need to update the intro some. But
the monkey sound needs to stay.
Yeah, no, it has to stay. At this
point. That's just the most important thing.
Before Travis gets into his topic.
Yeah, I have a topic. We'll go into this. This is relevant.
Yeah, no, his topic's relevant. My thing I have to say is we're going to do an NFL Combine style, but we're going to do three of the things. Because you typically do an NFL Combine, you do the Wonderlic, you do the 40 times, you do cone drills, you do high jumps, broad jumps.
I'm a fucking athlete, if you can tell.
Bench press. I've already mentioned the 40. Yeah. So, what we're going to do is...
I'm doing the 40 right now.
Yeah, you're doing a good job on 40 right now, Travis. But we're going to do a competition between everybody that wants to participate in the Not Fast, Just Furious sound group. As Rocco,
if you get up, he's going to bust that ass.
Any more comfortable on me. Jeez. His head is buried right almost in my armpit area. But... anyone who's like in the cast, so it's like, of course, Travis, Jairus.
I mean, it'll be pathetic.
Chaz is also
going
to be on it. Cam, who's been on an episode, we're going to try to get him to do it. We'll get Damon for it, and we'll do this, and then we're going to make a video of it. But we're doing the Wonderlic, the bench press.
This will obviously be a YouTube thing.
Yeah, YouTube thing.
Man, I don't think just hearing the audio of this would be very entertaining.
And then our 40. It's Wonderlic, bench press, and 40, and the bench press will be set at 135.
Is it possible that I can only do one bench rep and I will run more than 6 seconds in the 40? Is that possible?
I mean, if you want to do that, bud, you can.
I don't want to do that, but I think that's how it's going
to
be.
Can I just warn you? The last time I tried to lift was in middle school, and that bar almost broke me.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm not even trying to be a dick. I don't think he can bench 135.
Well, here's the thing. Zach's going to get into
that's my body
gym.
Weight.
Yeah, like,
that's going to... You're not 135.
I'm 150.
Okay.
It's not far off.
But you're going to get the gym here soon, and I'm going to help you. I'm going to put you in some Andro stuff. I know a guy.
Cameron, if I hurt my wrist from your...
I mean, my wrist has been still messed up at times, but I lifted up 185 the other day.
Should you have?
No, I shouldn't have, but I did.
All right, you can be my coach.
Gotcha. you got to tear the fascial tissue in order to repair it, so the master will...
Scar tissue is stronger... than skin.
Exactly. The master taught
not
us.
Not as pretty.
That's not true.
Nope. Hey,
that's just not true.
The master taught us.
I have a fucked up knee. That's all skin, scar tissue.
But yeah,
that's
have a fucked
true.
Up knee.
My knee's all scar tissue. I got on a bike when I was like probably 15, 16. I fucked my knee all over.
Crap, my knee's fucked up too.
Well, when you BMX all the time,
we're
doing
this in the March, by the way, boys. In the March, we're going to have...
In the March? Fuck, I got to start training.
Yeah, that's what I said.
We got to quit drinking 40.
Yeah. This ain't going to make me faster.
I'm not worried about the running portion.
I also enjoy how it does not tell you... Hold on, does it? 3.5 servings per container. Nice to know that I just gave that one. Holy fuck, dude.
What? How many... How unhealthy
it's
is that?
It's 161 calories per serving. It's 3.5 servings in one of these.
Yeah, that's a lot of calories, bud.
540 calories ain't bad for a drink. This is 42 ounces. You're mad about 540 calories?
No, but also you got to think of it this way. Say if you were to drink Miller, get 3 cans of that, it's going to be like...
What? Don't count beers, Kramer. It's not cool.
No, yeah, we don't count beers.
No, I'm just counting the calories to the
beer. You know, if you count beers, you better be counting cases of beers, not beers.
Yeah, see, I don't count beers. You guys count beers on me, which is not cool.
You don't count beers. You count a case. You drink case, that's how you count beers.
Exactly. You drink a fourth of a case, a sixth of a case, and you're fucked up. No,
get to your topic on that.
All right. World. I mean, obviously, I'm sure this is probably easy to know what we're talking about. Carson Wentz on the move. He went to Indy on, I think it's kind of a weird deal where it's a second or third rounder, but if he plays 75% of snaps, or plays 70% of snaps and they make the playoffs, that second rounder becomes a first rounder. And I don't like this move. I do not. I don't think Carson Wentz is the answer. I do believe, which granted there's all these teams, everybody's like, oh, they're a quarterback and a great receiver and one guy on defense away from being a championship team. It's like, well, I mean, that's kind of what it takes to build a championship
team. Yes,
it
does.
I still think Indy needs a receiver. I think T.Y. Hilton is...
Well, he's a free agent.
Even if he stays, he's a number two guy.
Their defense has gotten a lot slower with Xavier Rhodes out now. He's not there anymore.
Their deep Malik Hooker's still very good. And who's... I can't remember who stepped in for Xavier Rhodes. Rockison. Yeah. Their defense is very good. What's his name? Their linebacker. Only if their linebacker plays.
Darius Leonard.
Yeah, if Darius Leonard plays, they're good. But
Forrest Buckner? Malik Hooker?
Yeah, they're good.
I like Rocky Sin better. Great name.
They're good. I don't think Wentz makes that. I don't think Wentz... Like, I mean, Jacoby Brissett is a free agent. I don't think Wentz is that much better than Jacoby Brissett.
I think they're about the same player because, honestly, bringing in Carson Wentz, it's like polishing turd. It's
still a turd. Jacoby Brissett's incredibly conservative. Jacoby Brissett is like Derek Carr. He's the epitome of, I won't do anything I shouldn't do, and my stats look decent.
No, Derek Carr is actually accurate, and he actually hits his targets, even though if it's 7 yards.
Drew Brees has been the most accurate quarterback in the league for 2 years, and he fucking sucks.
Drew Brees, but Derek Carr doesn't suck. His defense sucks. We're not going to the Bears right now. We're sticking with Carson Wentz.
Can I say something about Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Go for it.
He's had one bad year.
No,
he's had
one But his bad one year. Bad year was really, really was bad, Jairus.
He had one bad
yeah,
year.
Yeah, but the thing...
He had 4,000 yards 2019, 2018, 2017.
Touchdowns and interceptions were still at my...
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't, bro.
No,
I bet that was
this year. 19, 18, was pretty good.
19, 18, 17.
18.
He had 27, 21, 33 touchdowns, but 7 picks.
Yeah.
This dude is a fucking stud.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He is good. I like this move.
Here's the thing.
I don't think it makes the Super Bowl contenders by any means. But this is a good move.
I like this move for what they gave up. For what they gave up, this is a good move.
If I'm wrong, I am wrong.
In terms of winning, this is a bad move.
No one cares about stats when it comes to football. All you do is cares about winning. Can Carson Wentz do that on a regular basis now for a team like the Colts? Possibly, because they did it with
Jonathan Taylor and Nakeem Hunt. He probably can't win games.
Phillip Rivers was good for the Colts last year. Am I saying that Carson Wentz is going to be good for the Colts this coming season? Possibly. But he's still not a good quarterback. He is No, mindset-wise, he is not. I don't care. I had one bad season. But that will still stick with you.
I'll give you that.
His confidence is way low.
His confidence is gone. I'll give you
that. This is a guy that once he gets out of the pocket, he doesn't know what the fuck to do with
it. This is going
to
hurt my feelings to say this. Look at Baker Mayfield.
For what?
He had a pretty good year. That's all Carson Wentz has to do. They have a way better defense than Cleveland, and they have... Jonathan Taylor's a fucking animal.
He's good.
Nakeem Hines is very good. He has to throw the ball 20 to 25 times a game and not fuck up.
But here's the thing.
That's all he has to do.
Is it Pittman Jr. who they
have? Pittman Jr., Paris Campbell, Jack Doyle. They need a receiver.
Doyle rules.
They need a receiver. But there's receivers available.
No, they're not going to pay. They're not going to go after them. If anything, you go after that defense because you can watch one of your best pass rushers, Justin Houston, to free agency.
I don't think you'll live without Justin Houston.
Justin Houston had really good seasons getting the quarterback the past 2 years.
Their own line is insane, too, though.
Yeah, but and they stay healthy, though.
Carson Wentz loves holding onto the ball, too, so that good line is going to help him.
He will take 5 seconds.
You know what would be funny right now? Like, they put the Colts in it, like a prediction. But the Andrew Luck says I'm coming back. I'll
Andrew Luck comes back, the Colts have to go with Andrew Luck. I don't care.
Yeah, you have to go with Andrew Luck.
You have to go with Andrew Luck. I don't care.
Wentz is still younger than Luck, ain't he? They were in the same draft class, weren't they?
No. Luck was 2012.
Yeah. I'm mixing this up with a stat I sold him. It's a stat that...
Jared Goff was with Carson.
Yeah,
which they both are.
Yeah, because there's no one on that... No quarterback in that entire draft is with the team that drafted them now.
Yeah, no, it's...
Because Johnny Manziel plays for that, like, arena league now.
Yeah, the FCF, the fan-controlled football.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is that... You done with that? You done with that?
Yeah, you want a beer?
Yeah, give me a Bud Light Orange. Give you one, too. Give it a go.
I don't know, man.
Bud Light Orange is actually pretty damn good.
I don't really drink fruit.
I want you to try it.
Try yours?
Carson Wentz to the Colts. What? Dumb move. It's stupid.
But I will argue,
he might be worth a third round pick, but not that second. And that could possibly be a first.
What else?
He's gonna play 75% of the snaps.
Unless
they are dumb and they want to try to do what?
Go with the two
quarterback method.
I gotta pee. Let me try to go with. I'll get one.
That's something I think they would try to go with.
So like, but I will say this: I know you hate this move. I hate this move too. I mean, I don't actually. Hold on. Let me rephrase. Give a minute. We're on the podcast. I can talk.
That's sweet. I have no idea.
I don't hate. I love the move, but I don't think it was the answer. What they gave up for Carson Wentz is probably a bargain, honestly. But I will say, like, what else were they going to do, Kramer?
Oh, Frank Reich. He's their
Frank Reich, and he's the one who did the Philly special play.
Yeah, he's the one that's helped.
Frank Reich's actually very good. But I will say, what else were they supposed to do? Who else do they go after?
They could draft a quarterback.
They give Jameis Winston the bag. That's what they fucking
do. Should do. That's exactly what they should do. Jameis Winston is going to play 100% better than Carson Wentz. I'll put this down right now. Jameis Winston will have a better year than Carson Wentz.
If Jameis Winston starts for the Saints, Super Bowl. Guarantee it.
I agree.
Super Bowl bound.
Such a terrible move, though. Just think about how, like, all the stuff that the Rams gave for Matthew Stafford, who's an older quartererback.
I'm going to give you a bold-ass take.
Matthew Stafford
If I'm Indy and I knew what I was giving up, I'm taking Wentz over Stafford.
No, I'm taking Stafford.
In terms of the picks that got traded and what they gave up, I'm taking Wentz all fucking day.
Here's the thing with that, though.
Stafford hasn't proved anything. I get he's amazing. He hasn't really proved
anything. He doesn't have a big win.
He has no statement win.
He's had no chance for it. He played for the Detroit Lions, and they suck. They don't know how to fucking win or put a winning team together.
I get that.
Well, Darius Slay was on their team last year or 2 years ago.
What did he do this year?
He got traded to Philly.
Didn't have a great year.
No, who's the other guy? He got from Seahawks. The guy that got traded to the Seahawks was on the Lions. Or was that the Jets guy? I'm thinking two different people.
I think the Jets. You think it's Jamal Adams.
Yeah, I think it's Jamal Adams. Still fucking good, but damn, the Lions and the Jets have something in common. They both are terrible franchises. The
Lions had one amazing year on offense, and that was with
Megatron.
That was a Megatron, and
they had a running back.
I'm sure Marvin Jones was really good that year.
Was Mario Williams on that team?
I think that's who it was. Not Marvin Jones, Mario Williams.
Wait, no, Mario Williams is a defensive player.
I don't really know, but they went 11-5 and lost against the Cowboys in the playoffs. And ever since then, they've been bad.
But I'm saying for what they gave up, I think Wentz is the better pickup.
Here's the thing.
They gave up way too much for Stafford. Stafford's 31, I believe.
And the best part about that is the Lions have had, like, three good draft picks in the last 10 years.
Jeff Okuda might end up being a good draft pick, but we'll see. DeAndre Swift's kind of a stud.
Exactly. DeAndre Swift's good. Stafford was obviously good. Megatron was literally a Hall of Famer. Who else did they draft?
First belt.
Megatron's arguably, like, top three receiver of all time.
Marvin Jones is pretty good. Kenny Galladay's pretty good, but he's going to walk. Ndamukong Suh, but he walked. Darius Slay, but he walked.
Yeah, traded. Slay didn't have a great year. That Eagles defense was a fucking
Eagles
mess.
Eagles defense is just bad. Eagles defense has been bad ever since they won the Super Bowl. And even when they won the Super Bowl,
Deshaun Jackson's on the move, too.
No, they're Golden releasing. Tate was not thinking of. Golden Tate was on that team. That was
rookie year.
I can believe so.
Golden Tate is...
Did you hear why he got traded from Seattle? Was that Golden Tate?
I don't know. I'm sure I have.
I'm pretty sure it was Golden Tate.
Golden Tate, yeah, was drafted to Seattle 2010.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He got traded from Seattle to Detroit because there was rumors that he banged Russell Wilson's wife.
Oh, that's wild.
Dude, that's wild, but she's also very hot.
No, it was his ex-wife.
Oh. I don't know who that one is, then.
I don't know her name either. But yeah, I've seen that. Did you guys see the NBA move that happened today?
What NBA move happened today?
DeMarcus Cousins and the Rockets are going to part ways here in a couple days. So he's going to be a free agent.
Oh, dang. My fantasy team's going to start. I mean, he didn't do too well anyways with them, but man, I got to figure something out there. But, man.
I don't know. I think Indy probably makes the playoffs next year.
They will. They're going to lose again their first round.
They'll lose.
It would depend on how they play.
Maybe.
They lost against the Bills by 7. And they had Phillip Rivers on the ball. Good move.
And you also said Phillip Rivers had a good year. You take that back right now. Phillip Rivers
had a better year than Carson Wentz.
Phillip Rivers had the most Phillip Rivers year ever.
But it's still
good. Did you actually watch a Colts game?
It got the job done.
Did you actually watch a Colts game?
The only time I watched the Colts play, I think it was week 1 against Jacksonville, they lost.
Yeah, they did.
That's the only win Jacksonville had all season.
Yeah, they did. And Jacksonville, but didn't win. Jacksonville looked good that game. Like, it was like, oh shit, they might win 3 or 4 this year. No.
Read off Rivers' stats this season. They're pretty damn good.
4,100 yards, 24 touchdowns, 68% completion percentage.
How many good picks?
Maybe, I'm going to say 5.
No. I know he had one game where he
threw 11. That's not bad.
He had a game where he threw three picks.
How many picks did he have last year?
He threw 4,200 yards.
Like 15 or something like that. He had a stupid year.
He had 20.
Yeah, say last year
he threw 4,200 yards this year.
Yeah, 41. Pretty close to 42 though.
Really?
Yeah, but Phil Rivers from the pick perspective,
probably 1,200 of the yards. Down. About 1,200 of the yards are probably screen passes. But
all those 20 interceptions, I believe 7 was against the Raiders.
Yeah, 1.
That was last year. It was great. It was a great.
He's got 3. 20 pick seasons.
Dude, he's also a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you know how we talked about Matt Stafford don't have a statement game? Phillip Rivers has a statement game.
Which game is that?
When he played the AFC Championship game on a torn ACL. That's a statement game.
Yeah, but do they win?
No, he played damn good.
No, it's still they still lost though.
But they had multiple. They had multiple seasons.
You got to win a ring in order to be good.
They had.
He hasn't won a ring, but he's still.
Then Derek Carr's absolute dog shit.
Dan Marino's bad then, if that's the case.
Dan Marino was put up a 5,000 yard season when the next guy threw like 3,400 yards.
Marino's badass.
Who's the fucking coach? I feel so bad I don't know his name.
Who?
Four?
At Miami in that time. What was his name? He passed not too long ago.
No idea.
I feel like I should really know his name. He's like an
I know like three coach. Coaches from before the 2000s.
But,
yeah. I lied. I think I only know two.
The quarterbacks
you know more than you
probably. Bill Parcells.
Quarterbacks on the moon.
Jimmy Johnson.
I really should know his name.
Gruden.
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, who's the defensive coordinator?
You can do Coach Sperano.
Herm Edwards.
You're going to know this guy.
Tom Coughlin.
Nick Saban.
Pete Carroll.
He was so bad.
Pete Carroll in the Patriots time.
The Harbaughs before 2000s? No, they were playing.
They were playing. Were they back quarterbacks that time?
Don Shula.
Don Shula. Oh, that's right. Shula.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you definitely should know who that is.
Mike Ditka.
Ditka. For the Saints. At that time.
Talk about bad trades.
He traded so many picks.
Talk about bad trades, bro.
For Ricky Williams.
Good Lord.
The Saints, I'm surprised they've actually recovered. All right, we're gonna move on. So, earlier today, honestly, we record these on Saturdays.
Yep.
There was a plane that the engine just, I would say exploded, but it caught on fire.
It failed. It definitely failed.
The right wing failed. You know, Zach, you talk about this.
All right. Well, I haven't really read the article, but I've seen
just
like
see what
the,
is talk what you see, man.
Talk what I. All right. No, but what I saw the circular.
Who said that? Tanner. In your family, are you guys filming this fucking podcast on the set of Saul?
He sent a picture of that fucking sock in Zoom.
Because it pissed me off. Okay, the whole back half of my house is completely remodeled, like painted. All, like, trim halfway down everything.
Are you comfortable?
But this is the only room we can do the podcast. It's the only room that's, like, comfortable. And this is where the couches are. And this looks like a fucking trap house.
It does look like a trap house.
So, like,
it adds character to the
floor,
podcast.
Honestly,
it makes us
the floor
hard.
Looks
amazing. Looks
great. I just finished the floor. The
Can
rest
I
of it.
The floor?
No, it's going to mess it. Let's take a picture of it
and
put it on the podcast.
Well, what if I, like, get my phone camera and face it towards the camera and point it at the ground?
Dude, some,
like,
try that.
Matrix?
Try that. Try some Matrix stuff. All right. Yeah. This is a. I don't know what we're talking about.
The plane engine deal.
Plane engine deal. We're going to try to do something here. There you go. That's
it's
amazing.
So right.
Stuff.
Look at that floor. Very, all throughout the house.
Very nice floor.
That was gross.
But a plane engine blew up over Colorado.
The circular, like, shell of the engine, like, that goes around the very front of it, fell and just completely mashed a pickup truck in Denver.
My cat.
Where,
I'm done with this.
I'm pretty sure it... No, you still have a good. Like,
it's so warm.
Finish it.
It's so warm.
Don't be a puss. Finish it.
All right, give me a second. So warm.
It fell on a pickup truck in Denver, Colorado, where it took off. I'm pretty sure it's flying to like LA or someplace like that. Completely destroyed it. Those people are going to get a new truck.
Which is good.
Oh, yeah.
That truck looked old, anyways.
It did. But the picture of the engine, or someone took a video of the engine from the plane. And it was just all flaming, smoking. What was the picture you showed me of, like, the, like, metal in the
field? Oh, yeah, there's, like, a farmland area where there's just, like, probably about five cards lengths of just shrapnel just scattered throughout.
It looked like the coverage of like the wing or engine.
Yeah,
or
like, you know how like the thing that goes or wraps around it. Mm-hmm. Like the say you're looking out at your 747. Say you're sitting there, look out at the engine. It's how huge it is. That thing's on fire, but the area where you case it at is off on that truck. And then the thing that keeps that on there, like the you would say it's. Kind of like your body, the shell for it, the body shell is just scattered everywhere. It's
honestly fucking crazy. Jay's glad he's not having to fly to Florida next week.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I was scared of planes before I went to Florida.
What? Imagine that happened on your flight.
I don't. I don't want to.
No. Here's the thing, though.
I mean, the people who are on the plane survived because they made an emergency landing back at Colorado International Airport. So. That's good. I'm not sure if... I don't know if they have any reports of anybody getting hurt from this. I hope there's not. If there are, people are hurt. Condolences.
What was I going to say? Oh, I got shade during turbulence, let alone a fucking engine
turbulence. Turbulence is fun. I like turbulence.
That's weird. Jay.
I'm a thrill seeker, though. That's just me.
Let me just tell you. I'm, never afraid of planes or anything like that. I'm afraid of irrational stuff. Like spiders, heights. But I'm, I would argue the main character... So I have that, plot armor where I can't get hurt. And you're close enough to me that they wouldn't just, put you in a plane crash or nothing. They gotta do something insane. Like, Jay tackles a volcano to protect me or some shit. You know?
I don't even know what to say.
You good now?
I think he's good. But no, honestly, it's scary.
I haven't seen it either, but that sounds terrifying.
No, it's scary, but, aside from the people on the ground not getting hurt, thankfully... The plane was well enough designed that even with that, they were able to land, emergency land perfectly fine. No one else hurt.
You have a bigger chance of getting eaten by a shark in Florida.
In Florida.
In a plane crash.
And sharks don't even
exactly.
It's one in what? I want to say 10,000 that you get attacked by a shark. And even then, that's just them
trying to figure, what's this?
They bite to figure out what you are. You get bit by a shark once and they leave you alone. You got attacked by a shark, but you weren't eaten by a shark.
I'm sorry I'm moving over to sharks now, but when I went to Fort Myers, I believe back in 2017.
What state's that?
It's in Florida. It's just south where Jay was at. What? Why'd you point at
me? Hand me that cap.
Okay, I didn't know what you were... You can just say, hand me the cap, don't point at
I didn't want to stop your story. Go on.
You're fine. So, where I'm first night, there's this pier area where people were fishing off the pier. Guy's reeling it in. Pulls it up. It's like a baby shark. And, it's probably about maybe 5 feet. Oh, not 5 feet. That's, no. Like 3 feet. We'll say 3 feet tops. But then, later on that week, as we were there, we go across this thing called, a pebble beach. I believe it's called. I go out this before the storm's coming in. And I'm probably about neck deep. And I'm still touching the sand. But just thinking about that guy that's caught a shark, and it got in my mind when I was thinking,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to start heading back.
Yeah.
Because it was weird, too, because, I didn't get any undercurrent or anything, which is good.
No riptide, nothing
like that. But, that's weird.
Was it solid sand, or was it, all mushy and shit?
It's more mushy when it gets up to the actual area, but if you go further out, it starts to get solid.
No, Kramer, would you legitimately face a problem if you had to fight off a 3-foot shark, though, honestly?
If I get bit, I'm going to go inside. I'm not going inside. I'm hoping to make it back, because that's going to be, him trying to grab a leg, thigh.
Kramer, you punch him in the eye.
This shark is that big. No, you punch him in the nose.
The nose, and you poke him in the eye.
Gill.
No, you poke him in the eye when you're being attacked.
And you spin him upside down. No, that's what dolphins do.
You death roll it?
No, dolphins legit swim at sharks as fast as they can and hit them, and it stuns them. And if they get flipped upside down, they pass out.
Yep. And also, don't fuck with dolphins either, because if they're in a group of people and you're out there in the ocean by yourself, you're thinking, oh, I'm safe, I got dolphins. They're going to start swimming around you, pull you down, and drown you for fun.
You better hope they drown you.
You better hope they're... I ain't fucking with dolphins.
No. But back to that. Either could you not take either. a three-foot shark?
I can take a three-foot shark. I just don't want to get bit by a three-foot shark.
Well, that's not an option. You're fighting it. It's probably going
to
bite you.
I just don't want to get bit by it. I don't care. I'll fight it. But, okay, to the plane story now. Going back to the plane thing.
Yeah, with the planes, yeah.
Good, everything's everybody's that we know of is okay. But that's still shitty.
Oh, it's terrifying.
It's scary.
I would be terrified.
It's scary to experience, but, afterwards, you got a pretty cool story.
Exactly.
Those people whose truck got mashed, hopefully they get a nice new truck.
And good thing they were not in that truck.
Oh, yeah. No, that thing got, the cap of it got flattened, down below the door or whatever.
It's kind
of
like when you watch Armageddon and that dude is looking up and, that Crater comes and hits the truck behind him. And, yeah. I don't know if you've seen Armageddon in a while, but...
Yeah, where they train drillers to be astronauts instead of astronauts to be drillers.
we need to get Bruce Willis up in Mars to see if we can frack the frack Mars.
I would argue it's easier to train an astronaut to frack than train Bruce Willis to frack or to be
Bruce
astronaut.
But Bruce Willis is an actor. Or, fuck, astronaut.
No, he ain't.
I'll fuck that all up.
One thing, go back to the Mars thing.
Yeah.
Someone said, someone asked, so why are we going back to Mars? Someone said, to get Matt Damon back.
Damn.
No. He finished the movie. He got home.
No, but they think he's still
Spoilers.
There. Spoilers. Easy there. See, I was trying to spoil the movie.
I thought Bruce Willis went up.
No, Matt Damon was still
on. Bruce Willis went up to blow up the asteroid in Armageddon.
And he blew up with the asteroid.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
He was badass.
He's badass.
Bruce Willis is a badass.
He saved the world. But no, Matt Damon on Martian was
he got I
such
had
a good
it.
Movie.
We're going to borrow it.
It's a good, no, it's a good
I've heard it's good.
Movie.
It's
watch it here.
We can watch it here.
We'll have a watch.
I've never seen either.
We'll have an illegal watch along.
we'll have a watch here. But
we don't do anything illegal.
We all know who is an astronaut, though. Johnny Sins.
Dude, that dude is like, it's either him or Tom Hanks being like in the most movies. Playing as different
Danny Trejo holds the record in Hollywood for dying the most on camera.
Well, no, I'm saying being like different jobs.
Oh, Danny Trejo plays one job. I'm quoting this, the scary Mexican, that's what he says. If you ever listen to Bono's Danny Trejo on there, it's very entertaining.
I'm trying to get a visual of Danny Trejo.
Last movie I've seen him in was Kick-Ass 2? No.
No,
what was it?
It's literally like badass.
Oh, Danny Trejo. He's the
he's been in like 400 movies.
What's his fucking nickname?
Machete.
Yeah, Machete.
Yeah.
Do you say Machete? That's how I'm gonna know who he is.
I love Danny Trejo though.
Fucking nightmare zone. All right, we got an urban legend and. Okay,
I'm very curious this urban
so
legend.
I'm gonna read the urban legend and I'm gonna go put the iPad in my bedroom.
No, let me see the iPad.
No, because you'll look up porn on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about the Tiki Tiki.
The Huda Huda?
It is a Japanese urban legend.
Oh, it's Japanese.
And it is a young woman who is a schoolgirl, and it is said to have fallen in a railway line. So like in a subway. And her body was cut in half by a train.
Fuck.
And she's now a vengeful spirit who lurks in urban areas and around train stations, typically.
Gosh, Jay hates her.
And she no longer has a lower body. She travels on either her hands or elbows.
Jay really
dragging
hates
her upper torso and making a screech of tee, tee, tee. Like the
like the tee?
Yes. So that's where she gets her name.
Okay.
And if she finds an individual alone, she will then chase them and slice them in half at the torso, so they are now disfragmented as she is.
So basically, because
she's a vengeful spirit,
does it say in the thing if she is like a ghost body or a physical body?
Yeah, yeah.
She's a ghost.
Okay, so you can't just turn around and kick her in the fucking head.
No, so you have no defense.
Salt is a good defense against ghosts, as is iron.
Sunlight is also a good one as well.
No, only for vampires, Kramer. God.
Basically, this bitch's jaws.
The thing is, it's creepy because if she can slice you up... when you get back from taking a piss, look up how many people have actually like been like killed by this Tiki Tiki.
Okay, well, I wanted to talk about this Tiki Tiki thing mainly because like, it's one of the first things I saw. And
it sounds cool and Jay hates her.
I thought this
Harris
also...
is not a fan.
And I mean, I looked it up. This is actually like a fairly common deal. So
that's creepy as hell. I wonder how many people have actually been have seen this person.
Well, no. This isn't a like this isn't like a.
And I'm not poking fun about it.
This isn't like this oldest small town in Japan. This is like Japan as a whole.
Of all of Japan.
So this is like a big thing.
So
I would say not equal in terms of what it is, but like I would say this would be like a Sasquatch or something like that to us.
So it's like
is what I would
don't
say.
Go
it's
to
a,
the subways alone at night.
Yes, it's a very common thing there. So like this is something like
people, a lot of people are
know a lot about.
In the subways alone at night.
And her name was Kashima Riko. But
that's probably not it. Let me see it.
Raiko, Riko.
Yeah, Kashima is probably right.
And she watches a lot of anime. He probably is more qualified than Riko.
It's not Riko, but it's Riko.
Kashima.
Kashima's right, though.
Yeah, it's Kashima. Scholar Kashima Art.
Okay, but anyways. So, this is like a common note thing there. And I picked it because, like, we've been nitpicking and, like, cherry picking all the American ones and how this is interesting. And this kind of goes along the lines. And also, last night, first time I slept in this house. And I've never slept in this house. This is kind of where I'm going with this. But the whole, like, ghost aspect. Like, how, are you in or out on ghosts? Because I thought I was going to be very, very, like, scared. It was a good night, though.
Okay, good.
Rocco scared me because he would not leave the couch. He sat on the couch, like, chest up.
Did he sleep on the couch?
No. He sat in here and went, like, whining all night. For 10 minutes. And I walked in here, like, and I looked at him, and he just kept looking at me like he, like, cowered down and got real low to the couch. Like, he would, like, right. He rolled over on his back, like, when he's in trouble. So I was like, okay, I'm a little scared. Well, I put him, took him to bed, and he fell asleep. So.
All right, so remember when we were doing the flooring?
Yeah.
And I told you, when did those pieces of wood, like, were they at the end of your footsteps downstairs? And I was like, when did those get there?
Yeah, I know.
And, like, because I would have, like, moved it or kicked it away, because that's when we brought up your...
Well, no, because they couldn't have physically been there when we walked up, because we would have stepped on it.
Exactly. And that's what's like, all right, Trav, I'm pretty sure you might possibly might have something here. We're not making this shit up.
I'm open to ghosts, but I've never seen any evidence of one.
If my house is haunted, I might have to sell it.
I welcome. No. The boys will live here.
No, we'll live here. Well, hey, we'll chill with the ghosts. We'll be all right.
You can take over the mortgage.
I've lived in haunted houses. Like, not.
Yeah, no, his house on 22nd Street was haunted. Swear to God.
100%.
What kind of ghost?
Or I should say swear to God, sorry, but I'm dead serious.
We're
and,
all.
And I'm pretty sure the house on Savannah is pretty. Not pretty on, but there's ghosts and shit in there.
I've never encountered anything up there, but I know the one on 22nd Street.
I usually encounter some.
We did like Ouija. Scary, like, no, there's some goofy shit going on at his 22nd Street house. There really
is. It was fucking weird.
I'm telling you, bud, you might have something here.
I don't think so.
We'll see. We'll that's why we need to put the time capsule up with your 40s.
Let's just squash this with a Ouija board.
No,
not at my house.
Nope.
Why?
I Ouija boarded at Jerry's house once, and it was crazy because his brother was like telling us the questions he asked, and the exact thing he got, like the answers and everything, and we did it and got the exact same answers, and I was like, okay, that's creepy as fuck.
Like, the worst part is we were like fucking 7. No,
we were probably freshmen. 14, 15.
It's nuts. You guys were pussies then and you're pussies now. We're going to do a Ouija board.
Ouija boards are fake.
Okay, then tell that to Trav, who's convinced they're fake.
I'd just rather not fuck with ghosts.
So wait, you believe in ghosts, but you don't believe in the Ouija board?
Ouija board? Dude, it's made by Hasbro. It's fake.
I'd like to see a ghost step
up. Gee, bro, did you almost came with me with that nut? No. Like, if it's made by Hasbro and it says, oh, you can play with it from 7 years old or up. Don't you think it's a little bit of not a monopoly,
Hasbro,
but it's
doesn't want 6-year-olds talking to ghosts, Kirby.
They literally do.
No, you just said 7 and up for the Ouija board.
Yeah, so we're part of the 7 and up.
Okay, so 6-year-olds are not.
Why are 7-year-olds wanting to do a Ouija board?
Hasbro is a multi-billion-dollar company. They have done research.
They want to make money. They want to make people like
me scared. If they wanted to make money, they just said, good for everybody. So 6-year-olds would get it too.
No. The reason why the 6-year-olds can't do it because they put pieces in their fucking mouth there, Zach.
No, that's like 3-year-olds.
Oh my God. Okay, it's 3-year-old and up.
You think Zach would put one of his pieces in his
mouth? You know Damien Will Zach could put that eye in his mouth.
I might. I might. $24 for a Ouija board.
Bye.
Or we could pay $230 for the
legit one. Hold on. One second. Legit one?
It's Amazon's choice.
$220?
That's for a video game, Jake.
Oh.
Still!
You can find ones that are like handcrafted pieces and shit.
I want my Ouija board to be made out of chicken bones.
Hold on. So when you guys were doing that Ouija board, was Jaden with you guys when you did it?
No.
He was in his little apartment.
You just destroyed his fucking argument.
Yeah, just strong argument. Who's all with you at the time?
Hold on. So Jaden, Jacoby, Mike Hart, and all them, they weren't there. We talked to them. They left. It was me, Hayes, Kane, and Jairus. Hayes and Kane said, fuck this. I'm going outside. They went outside. Me and Jairus sat in there doing it.
So just you two?
Yes.
Did you say goodbye?
No. He don't live there anymore. It's fine. It ended with... Okay, so I'm being rough here.
Say goodbye in circle twice.
I'm being rough here. But it was what is your name? And the name was Steph. Curry? Same thing Jaden said.
Curry?
And then I can't remember... There was two other questions we asked. This was like a 10-minute affair. Two other questions we asked. Same answer Jaden gave. I was fully convinced he was fucking with me. He was not fucking with me. And then the last question was like, why are you here? And I can't remember it now. But like it following, and it ended with Jairus going, fuck this, fuck this, fuck this, and standing up and flipping the lights on and just going upstairs. And I was just sitting there in the middle of the floor like,
Alright, so I would be surprised that ghost is following you around because it doesn't matter. You should have said fucking goodbye.
Nah, it's chill. Me and Steph boys.
Steph? What sounds like a girl?
Yo, Steph, get me a beer. What if a beer just comes and just...
Hits you in the fucking head because...
Honestly, if it hits me in the head, it's going to hit Rocco.
Ghost throw overhand.
I'm wearing pretty much Rocco as like a cashmere sweater over me right now.
Or a neck rest.
Pretty much a neck rest. Like those neck rolls you'd see on like people would wear on an airplane. Yep. Probably the people that wear
a neck pillow.
But, neck pillow? Yeah, I got a neck pillow right now. It's Rocco.
A little rush.
Rush.
Move on.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Questions or what?
Hold on. Before that, let's give an update on our 2K league.
Yeah, and then questions.
So, yeah. So we had a player draft. And this is, I think the person that we got rookie draft-wise is an actual legit college guy. Tyrese Jackson Davis. Not sure which school he goes to, but he's our first person drafted. So in our, we go to the pro draft now, which we only drafted 6 people because no one told me when we were selecting, so I couldn't select people. We got Raj Ellis, who's going to be the stud of this team. It's Zach's boy. Then the set, our
Raj.
Then our third pick, we got, I'm going to say Hugh, because it starts with an X, but it says U, so I'm calling Hugh. Hugh.
Where are you going to the ward in orders?
First ward, because Brody wants to go.
Okay. Then we got a couple point guards of that. Willie Rose. And we also got Israel Avila, which he's a lockdown defender, ball creator, facilitator. We also got another center, Keon Thornton, who's also a beast down in the paint. So right now, boys, when the things come along with free agency, we got things moving. And we're gonna put out a team, the Oaktown Spartans. That's the not fastest Furious Arena. We're getting a bid right now to be moved to Kansas City, though.
What's our cap space?
Our cap space right now, they're still working on the numbers.
I really plan on just maxing out our cap. I don't care.
We're gonna.
I'm not leaving a fucking cent on.
We're making money moves, boys. We will be making money moves. All right, that was it for our 2K update.
So are we going straight to questions, or we got anything else?
I don't got nothing.
What's our rundown looking like right now? I can go straight to questions. It works that way with me.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Who wants to start out questions?
I have one question from one person, and we already know who it is. Why am I small?
That's a good question. I've been wondering that for a long time.
How long have you been working out, dude?
I've been working out since August.
Because we met, June?
No,
we met in August.
At the very end of August.
Very end of August.
Yeah, you guys didn't know each other, did you?
No, we didn't.
Well, I knew of Zach, but I knew he was the quiet kid at Lafayette.
I was like an urban legend at the point.
Pretty much. But yeah, now Zach and I are, we're boys.
We're boys, even if you're small.
I'm not small. I am not small at all.
I think the only person who answered that question
was
you.
Yeah, that's because it was pointed to me. Because it said, why are you small? And not saying, why are the boys small?
I have a few questions.
Look at his leg. What if I grab his leg right now?
You did. Actually, hold on. You do your questions, and I know you said you had a would you rather. We'll do your questions and would you rather than my questions.
That, okay.
That was not me. That was Zach.
All right. Pay attention. When are we going to do the 24-hour live stream? Honestly, whenever Travis is. It's summer. In the summer. When everything's set up in the dwelling.
Late spring, early summer.
That's going to be one hell of a night, boys.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Next question. When are we hiring interns? Probably never, because any job an intern would do is my job.
Zach is the intern.
Hold on.
I'm the intern producer.
Zach, what do you do here, though?
Don't ask that. Don't put me under a microscope. I'll put you under one.
Oh, I'll tell you what I do here.
I put you under a microscope, you'll look average.
Good lord.
We got some beef in this bitch.
I just call the crazy small.
Yeah, hey, well, I'll get you some Lobos on this. Come on, Lobos. There we go. Now, Zach, you do a lot for us.
I'm not going to ask this last question out of respect.
Do it.
I'm not. Well,
what is it?
Can I see it?
It says, is Kramer gay? I don't think he is.
No,
he just really likes wrestling.
Well, he answered the question. He's not gay.
Not
there
gay.
We go.
Who would you rather?
I'm not offense. It pisses me off if people say that because I am not
gay. There you go. You're setting the record straight. No one thinks you're gay.
But people are going to now say that now, so I said it pisses me off.
Don't use...
You're gay, you can tell
us. If
you're
was,
not gay, it's fine too.
If
fine.
I was gay, I would tell you guys that I was
Kramer,
gay. But guess what? I'm not
Kramer,
gay.
If you're not gay, let me ask this. Would you rather?
Okay.
No.
Oh,
okay.
God.
No. Would you rather talk like Yoda for the rest of your life or breathe like Darth Vader for the rest of your life? I'm gonna breathe like Darth Vader for the rest of my life.
I'll be a mouth breather the rest of my life.
Exactly.
I'll be like Brody. But I don't know, it'd be badass talking.
Would it be badass, or would you just look downright stupid?
I would look downright stupid.
The podcast is great, guys.
Imagine banging a girl and you're talking to her like Yoda.
Why would you talk to a girl while you're banging her?
What if she's into that?
Oh my
god. Why would you talk to a girl at all?
So you can bang her.
No, I don't think you're gonna see a full blown conversation while you're just banging some chick.
I mean,
so how was your day today? You start going.
Kramer, you need to say more than two words to a chick. You're gonna say them in reverse, and she's gonna think, "Wow, this dude's an idiot. Why am I banging him?"
That's what most girls do anyway. After they're done.
Cool, you guys get us.
Try, please. So answer.
No, here's the thing. We didn't have to fucking say nothing. He's the one who said that, and then he started laughing at his own dumbass joke. Because he knows he's the one who gets ass here.
This is not true.
I'd do the Darth Vader voice, though.
Nope. I would do the Darth Vader voice.
Breathing, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, I'll be Brody. I'll be the Darth Vader of the group as well. He sounds like he's Darth Vader.
Oh. Let me see his foot. I'll show don't you. Darth Vader. Rocco hates having his foot grabbed.
Yeah, no, okay, so...
Don't hurt his biting
him. Listen to it on the podcast version. When I freaked out, it was when Zach grabbed his back hind leg. Don't fucking do it. And then Rocco goes to bite my face because he tried to reach Zach's hand.
He was going to get whatever he got.
And Rocco's still on me like a neck pillow right now.
All right, well, I'm going mouth breather.
Same.
Yeah, I thought that's the only real answer.
Everyone wants to breathe like Darth Vader. Trav, your questions.
Who has drank the most in one night?
That's hard, because you drank a whole 24-pack by yourself.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I don't count beers, I don't count cases. One night we went to someone's house, and I brought a 24-pack of Miller. And we did shots and stuff, too, but when I left, I...
Didn't bring a case with you?
I was out of no case. So that's where I'm at.
I think I've had, nine beers. I'm not a good beer drinker, though. Nine bottles, I don't know if it's different.
When I went to this trip down south.
You went to Mexico?
No.
Way down there in Chattahoochee.
No, I went to Springfield, the Springfield area. I don't know where it's fucking called again. Branson. Went down there for
Branson. Branson sucks.
No, we were like...
Did you go to Dollywood?
No. We went further further down south in Branson.
Table Rock Lake?
Yes, we're like really right next door to that.
But.
And the only convenience store in 18-pack of just alcohol, finished that all in one night. So, and then also had a lot more shots. And that's when also Michigan, Jordan Poole with the clutch half-court buzzer beater to win the game against Houston. I then downed a 40 of Smirnoff. It was great.
How long were you in Branson?
For about 3 days, 4 days.
Oh, so you were just drunk the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I was drunk the entire time.
Bad ass dick.
I don't know. I'm not a huge drinker. I think me and Chaz finished a whole bottle of Crown one night before. That's about it. It's a normal little bottle. Not little, but...
Dude, we fucking destroyed that big ass one on the camping trip.
You know how many nights at your house this summer would me and Chaz drink at least two bottles of
exactly.
that pink Whitney by ourselves?
Literally. And Meg would be so pissed.
I would make a bottle of that pink Whitney, the Amsterdam. The Barstool Sports Vodka is what it is.
Yeah.
And I got the bottle for it. Every week I'd get the bottle for it. Me and Chaz would drink it before they get there.
You
at like
all the bottles
10:30.
For it?
Oh, there's a shit ton of his house.
Hey, yeah. No. Let's get a group because Spit and Chicklets is doing a contest. If we got like some cool with the Pink Whitney bottles, we can send a picture of it and we could like win like a lot
let's
more.
Let's do
that. Whoa, a picture Whitney. Or video?
Both. Why
let's
not?
Can we
do
a video of us just breaking the bottles
care.
Over each other?
No,
we can do a couple of them like that.
But anyways, then, like, 1 week, I was like, hey, I'll just be smart. I'll get two bottles of Pink Whitney. May gets her bottle. No, no. I'm convinced just we just drink as much Pink Whitney as there, rather than Pink Whitney limiting us. So
nice.
But when will Damon be a guest on the show? Whenever the fuck he wants to come on the show, he can let us know.
He was on episode 3, wasn't he?
He was on one of the episodes.
He was there.
He leaned in, did his deep voice, and he backed off. But he was there. It was the episode where you could hear your brother and Ben. And
that was early into the series.
That was really episode 20, boys.
At some point in the near future, we need to do a YouTube video where we watch a majority of our first podcast and laugh at it.
It's going to be cringy.
Because it's going to be fucking awful.
Yeah, I remember the first one because we had to hold our fucking mics, everybody besides Kramer.
No, two people had a stand.
I had a stand.
Because the stands, for some reason, like they said they came with the mic, but never came with the mic.
I had a whole mic. I remember that.
That one mic didn't even work that Chaz used.
He used that mic for weeks. It didn't even work.
It one side worked, the other side didn't.
Though, I also got the, are you guys hiring interns? I'm not hiring interns, but I would take an intern.
I would take
That's
an intern.
That's what I
will
say.
If you wanted, let us know what you want to do.
Hold on, what would I do here?
I want you...
Is it a Monica Lewinsky type intern?
No.
You can't bang the interns, Jay.
Jay, we don't bang interns. If you want to be an intern, I want a resume. But if you send me a real resume, I'm going to be pissed. What's her email? Or send it to us on Twitter. Send me a resume.
Tier 1 group INC at gmail.com.
Hmm?
We'd be looking for probably what, an editor, pretty much?
An intern? No. Oh, I don't know.
I'll be looking for a beer bitch.
An intern? No, no, we can't be doing that to our intern like that. We will not be doing
then
that.
Then I don't want an intern anymore.
No, okay, no, we'll at least have them get us some alcoholic beverages when we ask for it, but they would also be here to set up.
Should we mention the deal before I do the last question that's going to happen
what
next
deal?
Weekend?
The guy that's not going to happen.
The guy that I've been
happen.
Talking to?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
what do you think was going to happen?
I thought we were talking about the boxing with Dave.
No, the guy that I've been talking to.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, I've been talking
to him. So, Brendan Kelly, he's the ninja.
B-Rad.
He was on R&R boxing. He's got I want to say he's 8-3 now.
Yep.
He
lost.
We've been in contact with him, and I don't know if he'll be... He's going to be on the show next week.
Yes,
I don't know if it'll be Friday or Saturday. Might have to pre-record it. But I've been in contact with him, and he's going to be on our show next week. So we're going to...
It should be fun.
This would be the first guest we've had that we don't know, at least one of us doesn't know on a personal level. So I'm very excited for this. Very, very nervous
should
for this.
Should we tell him now how we got him on the show, or wait till next week?
I think we mentioned it already.
I think it.
Because he said somebody's sending... He said someone sent him...
Someone actually sent him a clip of us talking
about
it.
Yeah, the clip of us talking about it. Someone sent it to him, which surprised the hell out of me. I'd like to know... If you did that, let us know, because we'll give you a shout-out or something. That's pretty awesome.
We will buy you a Swiffer wet jet.
No.
That's not true.
Zach will not... No, Zach will buy you a Swiffer wet jet.
That's also not true.
Swiffer wet jets are cheap, though. But I just kind of want to mention, I'm excited for that. I think that's really awesome. He will be, like I said, the first guest who... Outside of Bink, which Bink was...
Well,
knows you personally,
yeah,
so Bink
he
is...
Gives me shit
Bink is in time. I don't know how to really say it.
Like
Meek isn't in a few of pure, like, new person.
Yeah, exactly.
This last question. Out of the entire group of people we have seen or heard on the podcast, what is the shortest to tallest to your cast? It's actually a really interesting question. Shortest, Chaz.
Chaz, these are the shortest.
Second shortest, Damon.
But hold on, is Damon taller than Cam, though? Because Cam's been on here.
Cam's Damon's taller than Cam. Third is Cam. Fourth is probably like a tie between me and Jairus because we're pretty much the same height.
I don't know. No, there can't be a tie to this. Stand up.
Son of a bitch.
I don't know. I think I'm taller.
Pop your shoes off.
I might be taller.
Pop your shoes off. I would stand up.
I think Jairus is taller than me.
Okay, alright.
So then I'm the shortest, next shortest. Jairus. And then Kramer and Zach, I'm not sure.
I'm taller than Zach.
No, stand up.
Zach, I'm taller than
stand
you.
Up. Stand up.
If
come
you're
on.
If you're watching on the YouTube version, all right,
you
all right. Watch
if you're watching on
down.
The YouTube version, me... Kramer.
And there's Rocco.
Alright, Kramer's taller. You're an asshole.
Lee Hell.
I'm taller than you.
Come here, bud.
No, on. Hey, no, get Rocco.
Rocco, come on. You gotta move, Rocco.
Alright, I'm going down. You're gonna have to move. I'm going down.
Oh, come on.
Jeez, what the heck are you doing to him?
I'm trying to pick him up. You're trying to sit on him. It scared him.
He will move. No, you grabbing him. It was why he
I didn't
that.
Even grab him.
Nobody touch Rocco. He's fine.
Alright, what's the next question?
That's all I had.
Yeah, so I think we're good.
I'm
the
tallest, most superior. Apparently, I'm small. Oh, though.
I wouldn't start with like most superior or something.
Oh boy! All right. let's.
How tall is Bink?
I'm taller than Bink.
I might be like the fourth tallest, but.
What about Brody? Brody is taller than.
Brody's shorter than me.
Okay. Brody's on the podcast. Meg's on the podcast.
Meg's shorter than me. Brody's shorter than me. So, yeah, Tasha's shorter than me.
I forgot Tasha was on the podcast once.
Tasha's probably.
Gabby was on the podcast doing the thing. She's short as well.
She was yelling about the Mike Jones. Not Mike Jones.
No, she was there for the. She mediated something. What was that?
The Never Have I Ever. Yep.
Forgot about that.
That was a good podcast.
I'm going to be honest. I pretty much completely forget every episode that's like more than three weeks old.
That's what you're supposed to do. Like, once you record podcasts.
Like, I just don't even remember it.
It's like you want to go back to it. Like, I fucking
suck. Like, if I listened to an episode from 4 weeks ago, I would be like, whoa, like, this is all new. I didn't even know.
Yeah. Well, you need to do it. I mean, you do have to do that regularly because, I mean, most of the time you're feeling it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I think I was pretty good at hosting this week.
Yeah, you were. You were a great host this week, bud.
You don't like Bud Light Orange? Your genuine draft?
That's way too sweet. I drink one of those, I'm going to throw up.
It's been a long time since I've had this, and I'm kind of with you. By the
time that you guys have been drinking that, though, you guys have been pounding genuine drafts, which genuine draft is freaking delicious.
Yeah, if I drink genuine, I'd be 2 in right now. I love genuine draft.
Why is that so foamy?
Oh, I knocked it over and Rocco, like, yelped.
Oh, my. I feel bad for him. He's not to stay here by himself tonight. It's his first night ever being fully alone.
He's a tough old bird.
I think he's going to flip shit, but we'll see what happens.
I just want to give a shout out. Thank you, Tanner, for giving me the confidence to host tonight.
Yep. Thank you, Tanner. And Tanner, this is not the scene from Saul. This is my house.
No, this looks pretty. it's pretty damn close looking like it.
It'll be better soon, but
we'll see you next week.
Brendan Kelly, the ninja from R&R Boxing, will be
fingers on. Crossed. Hopefully. He's on. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, as of now, he's on.
If he cancels, I will challenge him to an R&R Boxing match.
We're going
to
hold Jerry.
Jerry, people send him snippets of what we say on here, so you might have to box this guy.
Next week, episode 21.
Episode 21 would be a good one.
21, oh, yeah. 21. Can't wait to see 21, you there. 21, 21.